My mom just turned 80 years old, so I had a great idea. My husband Chris and I flew up to Pennsylvania where she lives, and we threw her this huge birthday party. At first she said, "You don't need to do that, but I'll send you a few friends." I got a long list of all of her neighbors, and I invited everybody in the church. The room was packed, the cake was huge. It was awesome. Being back with my mom and my brother and my dad, of course, brings back a lot of memories. I grew up in inner city New Haven, Connecticut. But when school was out, my mother would drive my brother and I in an old station wagon out to the countryside where we got to live at this sort of camp-like place during the summer. And the drive from New Haven to Salem, Connecticut is only 1 hour, but when you're a kid, it feels like eternity. Now my brother, who's younger than I, is just 2 years younger. So we're good friends now, but back then we fought all the time. And those drives were, whew, the back seat became a battlefield. Like many parents, my mother drew an invisible line down the middle of the back seat. If my brother and I were in a good mood, we'd be looking out at the window. When we got to the countryside, we would roll down the window and breathe the fresh air, sing songs. But when we weren't in a good mood, "Mom, Jonathan just put his finger over the line. Mom, Catherine stuck out her tongue at me." And on and on. We were always trying to sneak over the line to pinch each other or hit each other. Or my mother must have been absolutely flabbergasted, wanting to pull her hair out. But we were kids. We were immature. And it was fun to test the limits. Did you know that we have a candle here that is always lit? It dates back to an ancient Jewish custom. We have a little cabinet over at that side altar that is called the tabernacle. In it, we keep the consecrated bread and wine, and next to it, there is a candle that is always lit. And our sanctuary guild makes a very special effort to keep that candle going. In ancient Judaism, before the time of Jesus, the Holy of Holies was the place where they kept the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant. And beside that tabernacle, they had a candle that was always lit. The high priest, it was his job to keep that candle lit all the time, which meant that the high priest had to sleep in the Holy of Holies. He had to pay attention, make sure that candle didn't blow out or die. In the first book of Samuel, Eli is a very old priest. He has been the high priest for about 40 years, and he's losing his eyesight. It's hard for him to see if the candle is lit or not. Meanwhile, there was a woman named Hannah who couldn't have children, so she prayed at the temple to God and said, "If I have a son, I will give this son as a Nazarite," which means that her son would be raised in the temple and he would never shave. Sounds a little unsanitary to me, but, and he would never drink any alcohol. And she has a son, so she gives this boy, Samuel, to the care of the old priest Eli, and Eli raises him in the temple. And when Eli's eyesight starts to fade, he gets Samuel to sleep in the Holy of Holies and keep an eye on that candle. One night, Samuel is lying in that room and he hears a voice. It sounds like his parent, the one who loves him, Eli, his master. The voice says, "Samuel, Samuel." So Samuel jumps up and he runs over to the room where Eli's sleeping and busts in and says, "Yes, you called me." Eli says, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Samuel goes back. Again, that voice, "Samuel." He gets up and runs over. "Hey, I'm here. I didn't call you. Go back to the Holy of Holies. You're supposed to be keeping an eye on that candle." "Okay, okay." And a third time, "Samuel, Samuel." The boy gets up and runs back to Eli again. And here's where things get important. This old priest could have gotten mad. When you get woken up a lot in the night, it's annoying. He could have told him, you're disobeying the rules. Stop coming to my room. Go, stay in the Holy of Holies. But instead, this old man realized something new was happening. This boy wasn't just breaking the rules. This boy was having something extraordinarily different happen. This was God. So the old man says, "The next time you hear your voice called, you answer in this way. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." As you look over the Gospels, there is this theme, this thing that runs through all of the Gospels. You could call it the hunt. In all four Gospels, there are these Pharisees, these devout Jews who are hunting Jesus, who are examining him, questioning him, searching for the things that he might be doing wrong. In today's gospel, Jesus is walking on the Sabbath with his disciples and they pluck off a few heads of grain and eat them. They're hungry. It's okay to eat on the Sabbath, but you're not allowed to work. And in plucking off the head of grain, the disciples are working. They're breaking the law. They're crossing over that line in the back seat. You know the one I like to cross over to bug my brother? And the Pharisees are watching for any time that Jesus might cross over the line or his disciples so that they can entrap him, hunt him down, kill him. They get to the synagogue and there's a man with a withered hand. Jesus looks right at the Pharisees and says, "Do you think it's lawful to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath?" And they don't even answer. They don't know how to answer because all they're doing is focusing on the line, the law. What's right? What's wrong? Is he doing the right thing or the wrong thing? Just like my brother and I, we couldn't see outside when we got focused on the line and who's crossing over it. Everything became nasty and divided and full of fighting. The Pharisees were so blinded by their adherence to the law that they missed the Son of God. They weren't listening. They weren't listening. My friends, we're in such a crazy time in this country. Crazy. We're coming up to maybe one of the most contentious elections ever. And it's so easy to draw lines in the sand, put your banners out on your house, and decide who you are, and shut down a lot of the population. But that's the kind of binary thinking that our media encourages. But Jesus didn't like it all. Every time that Jesus looked at another human being, he didn't see what side of the line they were on. He saw a child of God. When there was a Roman pagan, he said, "You have great faith." When there was a woman who had been married 5 times, he said, "You are wise." I don't want us to live in a world that is black and white, when, as the psalmist said today, the thoughts of God are deeper than we could ever understand and more beautiful. You know what's ironic is that the Pharisees were following the law, but the first 2 laws of the 10 commandments are this: love the Lord your God, I am the Lord your God, and you shall have no other gods but me, and you shall not take any idol. What is an idol? An idol is anything that we worship that's not God. And ironically, the Pharisees had come to worship the lines themselves. They had become so obsessed with following the law, with who was on what side and who was behaving correctly and not behaving correctly, that they stopped listening. They stopped being children like that little Samuel who said, "Speak, for I'm listening." God wants us to be like children, impressed by the majesty of the universe, by the miraculous gifts of our lives, not to make everything into small boxes and keep out everyone who doesn't fit in our mold and our definition. The behavior that we think is right. Lean into the mystery. Don't believe that the world is so simple. Yes, pursue justice. Yes, vote. Oh my gosh, for sure. But don't be captured by the lines. They might just come up and strangle you. You might forget how to see clearly, how to listen, how to see the child of God that stands before you. Every day when you wake up, I hope you will say what Samuel said. Speak, Lord. Do something new today. Show me something incredible that I haven't ever thought of before. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Amen.